People today can spend half their lives over 50. So it's good to be financially ready for what's important to you as you get older, like a family vacation.
Cannonball!
Or starting your dream business.
Welcome to Connie's Coffee. How may I help you?
AARP's trusted financial tools can help you plan for whatever your future holds. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Start planning today at aarp.org/moneytools.
Smartcast. You are listening to a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Good morning. You're listening to Mint Business News with me, Gopika Gopakumar. Here are the main headlines this morning. Private equity firm TPG is looking to sell its stake in renewable energy company Fourth Partner Energy for at least $300 million. TPG is working with investment bank Bank of America and Investec to manage the sale of its 52% stake in Fourth Partner. It is in talks with private equity investors and pension and sovereign wealth funds for the stake sale. Other investors such as Norwegian Sovereign Fund, Nor Fund, and founders will continue to hold their stakes. Nearly 4 months after introducing a windfall tax on refiners and local crude oil producers, the government has managed to garner only 2,500 to 3,000 crore rupees a month from their levy, far less than it needs to fully make up for the loss in revenue due to excise cuts. The tax increase in July, when global crude prices were at over $100 per barrel, is aimed at garnering additional revenues after the government cut excise duty on fuels to provide relief to people. SoftBank-backed edtech unicorn Unacademy has fired 10% of the workforce, or about 350 employees, in third such round of layoffs within a year. In an internal email sent to the employees, Unacademy co-founder and chief executive officer Gaurav Munjal pointed out the need to cut costs amid harsh economic conditions as the reason behind the layoffs. In an internal email sent to the employees, Unacademy co-founder and chief executive Gaurav Munjal said that the company needs to keep optimizing and building efficient systems for leaner, unprecedented times. India's oil and natural gas corp has applied to the new Russian operator of the Sakhalin 1 to retain its stake in the oil and gas project in the Far East. Russia has established a new entity managed by a Rosneft subsidiary that owns investor rights in Sakhalin 1 after the exit of previous operator ExxonMobil. Moscow gave the state-run company the authority to decide whether foreign shareholders can retain their participation. Shortage of engines and spare parts has forced IndiGo to ground over 30 aircraft, or around 11% of its fleet, even as the global aviation sector faces significant supply chain disruptions. The airline is in talks with aircraft and engine makers to ensure continuity of operations. Flipkart's losses widened to 7,800 crore rupees in FY22 based on the performance of its business-to-business unit Flipkart India and business-to-consumer e-commerce unit Flipkart Internet. The combined loss of the entities was 5,300 crore rupees in FY21. Moving on to markets, India's currency, debt and equity markets will be closed today for a domestic holiday. Markets will resume trading tomorrow. Asian shares rose in trade today as US stocks increased overnight before midterm elections, and investors clung on to hopes that China would eventually relax its strict pandemic curbs even after the government reaffirmed its commitment to the zero COVID policy. In business term of the day, we look at windfall tax. It's a surtax imposed by the governments on businesses or economic sectors that have benefited from economic expansion. The purpose is to redistribute excess profits in one area for the greater social good. However, this can be a contentious ideal. Some individual taxes, such as inheritance tax or taxes on lottery or game show winning, can also be construed as windfall tax. With that, it's a wrap on today's edition. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great day. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
This was a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.